Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
And hi, everybody. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is December 27, 2017, and as we wind up the last days of 2017, we want to really reach out to everybody and think how we're going to start a new 2018, a civil one, of course, but it's 2018 still for everybody. That will make sense. It's not easy to make a plan, but you definitely have to make one, because with a clear blueprints, your life will be better. And the clear blueprints that we have to have from Jerusalem to the rest of the world is to remind you all that there is a God, and it's not us, and we are here, the custodian of the holy sites in Israel. The Jewish people are supposed to give you the right to pray, the right to be, the right to welcome, you know, your spirit here in Israel anytime you want, and just make sure that everything evolves accordingly. For some reason, other people in the rest of the world thinks that being a Jewish person is an extra curriculum activity that people take, or it's not a duty, it's not a religion, and they decided that, you know, we can do without. So they're trying to eliminate. But you know what happened when you eliminate God's chosen one? It becomes again the center of stage. It becomes again the issue of the day. So in 2018, I want to just give a heads up to the world to let you guys understand that we are here. We're not going anywhere. And we're going to stay forever, God willing. Now, there are so many things happening in Jerusalem, and if you come and visit, you will enjoy. First of all, the sunshine. There is a lot of sunshine in Jerusalem where it's unpredictable, but it's awesome day to be in the Kotel, and it's always, always a great thing to work together and make sure that you are in time to pray for God. So we're going to be back after this segment. And just remember, from Jerusalem with Love, it's Orly Benny Davis. It's going to be a nice, nice stuff. We're going to have a talk with Itai Gil, God willing, and it will be soon. See you next.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. You know, it's a live show. It's featured every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Jerusalem time and 10 to 11 a.m. in Eastern time. So please join us if you want to talk about. And today we're going to talk about blueprints. And blueprints meaning for the Jewish faith that it's the Torah. It's a basic knowledge, a biblical knowledge that everybody can hold. It's a guide to the world. It's a guide to where you are going and how to help you find always the right way and the right balance. You know, for non-Jewish people, we have the seven law of Noah, which are like the Ten Commandments, but without the Sabbath as we describe it. However, having said that, we always remember that we have to start from basic. Basic means you have to start with the truth. You know, we say that Zion will be redeemed with justice. Justice means when it's just. Just is truthful. It's right. And when you want to, something to be correct, whatever is your blueprint in life, and whatever mistake you made and you want to redeem yourself, because everybody made mistakes, you have to go back. And you go back to basic. Basic meaning tell the truth to yourself first and then act upon it. If you realize that the mistakes are made and you can forget it by asking forgiveness, you might be better off because some route will be taking you elsewhere. And the ego needs to stay out of the way. And if there is any advice that I would give you this year, is take your ego out of the equation and let God speak to you through you and your beautiful soul. You know, from Jerusalem with Love was created after so many years that we worked together with an incredible bunch of Jewish friends, Jewish organization, a lot of Christian friends that says Jerusalem belonged to the Jewish state. And not because our duty is to shine the light upon the world. It's upon also to defend the right of everyone to be under one God without a discrimination, something that, you know, the Muslim do not like to hear, to adhere to, and don't even respect. And even that they sign a contract on Temple Mount saying that, you know, freedom of religion will be then. There is a signed contract with the Jordanian, and they didn't respect that. That's why when you break rules and you don't respect, it means that we have to come to action. And the best action that we had is Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, that decided to move the embassy of American embassy to Jerusalem and to declare that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And after that, we have a country like Guatemala, like Honduras, like Romania, like so many other countries that are thinking about it. I know that somebody told me in Croatia, one said, hey, you make America move, we'll be the second. So I'm calling upon you, Croatian. You promised me many years ago, but you did promise me. So what I'm saying is you have to come to term. And the fact that the Mogherini, the beautiful communist that runs the foreign minister of the European Union, decide that she doesn't want Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel, it means that we have a really, really a big problem, because you cannot let a woman that she's anti-Semite by definition, a person that makes sure that you have not right at all, they're running UNESCO and saying that you don't have any connection to the Jewish land. It's something that we need to look upon and say, is that going to be it? Are European are going to be always that bad to the Jewish people? Didn't we learn the history? Didn't we learn that we have to emerge, evolve, and turn that page? And for some reason, the Italian representative, the one that, you know, Berlusconi sent the letter to the Jewish people, saying that they're going to be our best friend, 2008, before his election, gave it to me and to Hank Schenkov, the advisor of President Bill Clinton. They gave us to us the promise that the Jewish people will be friends with the Italian. And sure enough, after so many days, like the one that didn't remember Joseph, we are having people that are hostile to the Jewish faith. So, blueprints, start with the truth, start with the reality that we are made differently, but we're all the same. We have one God to respect, to cherish, and to be there for us when we can. And you know, it's beautiful if we just start thinking together how we're going to make this world better, how we can build, because there are so much to be built upon. Think about the life that we had to go through, the life that we have to go through and fight again and again, all those people in refugees camp, because UNRWA decided that Gaza, which was liberated, assumingly, that Israel left, is all still in refugee camp. If you have a refugee camps, it means that they're still oppressed, not by the Jewish state, not the Jewish people, but their own people. So if we want to work on with the truth this year, we need also to come to term that the Palestinian issue is an issue that was created only for one reason, to destroy the Jewish land, because they have no sympathy to their own people. They have no caring for their own children. They send people to die for nothing and kill others. That's the only purpose they have. They pay terrorists, and they have a lot of things that they do against the human rights of any living people. And you know, when I was visiting Sderot a few years back, and they were sending a missile to at night to the houses where children were sleeping, I called upon them as cowards. It's not right. If you guys are gentlemen, come to the table and talk. No, it's true. It's true. You guys want something that you think Israel has. It's charming because we built so hard. It worked. It's really easy to say we want that because you didn't do nothing to of your own, or you decided to build all your anti-Israel terrorism activity around your life. So that's, you end up with nothing, and we are building and building and building. God willing, we will. Now, the idea is to come to term with the reality that the land called Palestine, named by the Roman after the Jewish people were expelled after the Second World War, Second Temple, the expulsion of the Jewish people from the land, which you know that we have history of that. We have archaeological artifact for that. We have a big menorah embedded on the Arch Titus in Rome to remind everybody that Rome did conquer Jerusalem, where there was a Jewish holy temple. So the facts of the matter cannot be canceled from the universal right. So think about the Jewish temple that was there, and we are going to rebuild it one day, because that's our purpose of coming back, because we come to the land and we're going to build a temple to God Almighty. That's the purpose. That's the biblical connection. Nothing you can do about it. This is our duty. We are supposed to go there. So if you think that we want to destroy somebody else's temple in because of that, it's not true. We have nothing to do with your own worshiping. We have nothing that we care less than your own worshiping. I distance myself from anybody else that think that want to negate somebody else's belief in order to achieve is. My belief is my belief, your belief is yours. Keep on going, whatever you want, but let me be. Let us be. Let the Jewish people be. Let the Jewish faith rise again, because it's our time, and Jerusalem is the place, and Temple Mount is not shared properly. And right now, we're calling upon that to be shared and divided. You call it as you wish, but we are not going to tolerate for a long time the Muslim present without letting any other people in, like Christian and Jewish people, to come and pray. I don't know what Christianity has, but I know that it's going to be one temple for all religion. It means that we are going to all be in one place under God. It's not an easy task to explain to you what's the Jewish mannerism is intending to. It's not easy to understand what you guys are having to go through when you are fighting Islamophobia in America and the world, and then you are fighting Islam movement everywhere, and the connection of the black movement in America with Hamas these days is getting to be extreme, but the signal were all over the place, and we knew it. We knew it. We actually warned you guys that there is an extreme movement and radicalized one on the part of the black community that decided to come and call Islam their own. That's fine with me, But they need to remember that we, the Jewish people, are going to fight for our freedom to be, like we fought for 2,000 years, and we are back home, and Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and it's not despite, it's for honor. It's to give the world the lighting beacon on the hill to make sure we are home and you are home again. Talk to you on the other side.
There was a time you didn't worry about terrorism. It was something that happened in a faraway place or to someone else. But now you want to know. Now you want to understand. Now you're afraid that you might be in the danger zone. You need to listen to Gadi Edelman on The Danger Zone every week, where you will find out the truth about what is going on in the world around you. Gadi Edelman on The Danger Zone, right here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. We are winding up the last days of 2017 that was, let's say, not that great. Oh, if it was great, it didn't tell me. It was amazing, you know, a roller coaster of events, movement, and we have constant filibusters. You know, in the Knesset today, just to show you the end of these days, what this government is having to go through. You know, investigation in the state of Israel is very prominent. It's something that they like to hunt their leaders for some reason, or for good reasons, let's say. However, the time that between the investigation to the conclusion takes so long that we say Inui Adin. It means that you are torturing actually the people, and sometimes they're not guilty, and their life is ruined. So there is a big fight about the proposal to make sure that if the police is investigating, not to tell the world that it is such, and not to warn the people. So we have a very important balance of law and justice and rights and civil right. And that's where I'm calling upon all of you. If there is a blueprint that America taught the world, is the Constitution, and the first 10 of them are the Bill of Rights, that gives the people the comfort to know that their property is not going to be seized while they're not home without a court, like happens in Israel, that you're not going to be tortured in time in court like it happened in Israel, that you have the right to do so many things because you are free, and this is in the Bill of Rights. And for some reason, the civil rights movement in Israel, that is the merits movement usually, is so absent in this time to tell what is really needed. And it's really absurd, because if you think right, not having a constitution in Israel is obscene, because the law, the Supreme Court always say it's not constitutional law. They avoid, they omit law that the House of the Knesset, the House of Legislators make. And they'll meet it and say, because it's not constitutional, while we don't have a constitution. You see, they're using the terms, American terms, when they don't have a constitution to base upon. So they might say, well, we have the law, basic law of Israel, but it's not the chukah, it's not the constitution. So they're stretching the limit many times. And the same token, they are stretching the limit on Judea and Samaria when they say Israel does not have the right to be there, and they are calling it everywhere, like the conquer, or this is kibbutz. It's like they are going there. against the international law, but then they decide the law of Israel can rule over that. Jurisdiction in America is very clear. If you don't belong there, you don't have ruling over there. So they can rule to evacuate land that belongs so-called to somebody else that, you know, never been a Palestinian state, cannot be a Palestinian person, but they decide it can. And then they said, you don't belong there, but the law of the land does not even belong in Judea and Samaria. Maybe I didn't make myself clear. Jurisdiction, it means that the law and the court can judge, rule, and make sure that you are doing something according to their ruling. Now, being an Israeli citizen maybe is the only hinge that would say they have jurisdiction over Israeli citizens, but not over property. It's still, it's a very tricky question, and I bet you there are so many lawyers in Israel, and I'm calling all the lawyers of the world right now. The Jewish people have come here after 2,000 years. There are 70 years here, and they still have to learn about law and order. There is no question about it. And I know that there are a lot of constitutional lawyers elsewhere in the world that can help Israel create a constitution that will stop this fighting or make this holy land holy again. Or only for real, because if you have a clear mind what's basic rule of law is, there are no question if somebody obey it or no. Like the prime minister say, you have the right to take gift as a prime minister. Sitting prime minister is allowed to receive gift. Many countries, yes, they do. In America, for example, if the first lady received a golden, incredible golden chain from one of those Arab countries, she hang it in the White House or in the museum. They are museum for that. So we don't say you are not allowed to receive it, but we need to keep it in the realm of law. So what we have to learn is the importance of regulation. Like in Israel, they said, you know, don't worry, everything will be fine. And then you find out that it's not. It's not because the Jewish people, the Israeli are chafif, they don't want to, they don't care for. It's because there is no regulation. In America, you go to an office, the girl and the secretary that answer the phone, she get a booklet, says direction. That's how you handle our customers. That's what you say. And by all means, that's when you have your lunch and where you can talk on the phone. That's all. It's all clear, and when you have a clear message, the company all can be clear. In Israel, they find a way, and sometimes the gap of education is really, really heavy load to carry. And what we say, if you don't give them education, you're doomed to be run by idiots. Because the education that you serve, the education that you give the people is the one that they'll manage you. Because when you go to the market, they must have some kind of knowledge, some kind of mathematics, some kind of level of integration of this society. And the gap here in Israel is really steep. There are not a lot of educational system. Schooling, universities, no American university, you guys, and I'm talking about it with some of American friends, legislator, which we are completely appalled to the idea that American friends didn't even take the time to build one here. Not that the academia in Israel will allow them, because it's really a click that happened, but I think that the Jewish land can overcome this kind of obstacle, especially with our friends. So if you want to have a state of knowledge, a state of wisdom, a state of holiness, like you build a lot of schooling to educate some kind of nutrition, you know, keep in shape, or any kind of method that you want to pass on to the next generation, the people of the book need some new education facilities. We need a lot of education. And those facilities we need to have also adjacent hospitals, because the people in the South are suffering so much. We don't want, you know, the Israeli don't like to talk about how hard it is to work in Israel and how it is hard to deliver a baby if you're in the South. There is one hospital in Eilat and another hospital in Beersheba, and thank God, they opened one in Ashdod, which is incredible to think that they didn't have one until now, and we have one in Ashkelon. But the women all around that wants to deliver, they cannot. And they used to have those groups that delivered home. And now the minister decided that it's not healthy or it's dangerous and he's not doing it. So we have to take our road, our pregnant women on a high road and keep her going for a long time until she can deliver. Something that it's inhumane. And as a woman, I'm telling you, I wanted to be in the delivery room in 2 seconds after I start some pressure. And it's not funny. It's a necessity. And if there is a blueprint that I would recommend, is to give the people of this world some kind of facility to improve their life. The world, if government is being evolved so much about themselves, they're talking so much about themselves, they don't care about people as it is anymore. And if you're talking about the people that have to go on food stamp or they have unemployment, that's already lost people, lost civilization, because that means that they put past the barrier of civilization, because they are in rich, they are in need. And if you let people live normally, you can actually create another resources of support, like the whole people. In Israel, we don't have centers, like cities that cater to old people, you know, the golden age, that can go out and live, retire quietly and nicely like we have in America. In America, as you know, I was a part of Sun City Hiltonhead, which we came from California. You know, I didn't know South Carolina at all. And they built a city for incredible community that it built upon the idea that after 55, you want to live out and about. You don't want to be between all those crowded moments in life. You can have a time to read, to play, to make some sport, to work hard.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, they're talking now on the news about Erdogan in Turkey, and he's talking about Assad, that he's a terrorist. You know, I've been through all those talks, so 5 years of fighting in Syria, and now he's finally deciding that Assad is a terrorist. Way to go, Erdogan. He's really on the point, because if he wants to start a war, he's doing it very often. And I, many years ago, I already pinpointed him as a troublemaker big time, because he doesn't see anything else but himself. The fact that he is a little, I'm not going to call him deranged, but the fact that he isolated all the journalists in his country and is now picking a side against Assad. it means that we are going to see some stand up in this region, and I'm not surprised. It was coming. It's not easy for the Middle East. The children of the Middle East are been suffering, and you know, we have to consider them. We really have to consider them as people, and who is in the world is taken care of. And this week I was in a conference of security, cybers, and all everything that is important on the big net. And I found out very incredible issue. For example, you know, we have the World Food Organization that is run by David Beasley, a friend of mine, a very dear friend, is taking care of all those people in Africa that needs to have food, and they are not well fed. And these companies that I talked to this week in the conference were inventing sensoring to monitor the temperature of food to prevent any erosion of material, and give you a database constantly about how the food and the corp is doing, even from the seed part. And something that we all need to realize. Many years ago, we talk about agriculture like a basic things of in the universe. Everybody had agriculture background. We had good corp, and in Israel, it was the order of the day. Today, many agriculture people are calling for help. They are asking the world to pay attention that there is not much excess of food. And first of all, they have to stop the wasting of the food, and the big countries like America, all those tremendous supermarkets that waste so much food, needs to really recalculate away or work on a different kind of setting. But those people that send, for example, the food in the World Food Organization to Asia, they need to know how to preserve it for long run, how they keep it dry, how to make sure that they can deliver the stuff in a goodly and godly manners. So I was really excited about the idea that we can pass along this knowledge. The knowledge in Israel not just care about defense and attack and missiles and arrows like they think. It's about how we make this life better, how we protect what we got, and how we protect the next generation. And reminder to everybody, when you generate seeds, you don't have a second round of corp. You know, it's one time only. Maybe you'll get more food for the first agriculture year, but then it's done. If you have a natural seed that God given to the earth, is the one that generate more food again and again and again. That's why people in many countries decided to join forces and put it a safe of seeds for the next generation, just in case something happened. We have one in the Netherlands. We have one here in Israel. The one in Syria that was supposed to be in Syria is gone for some reason. They cannot find it. And I know that the one in Netherlands, they open it, so because there are seeds that disappears. And especially when there are a lot of diseases. When you have diseases, it's really hard for you to protect them. So they try to generate new seeds. I'm thinking that it's time for us to come and make a really big conference about the seeds of the world, how much food we consume, and how China can take the lead. And in that section, because their consumers now bread, after for so many years they did not. They had really, really a lot of rice in their life, I guess. But now they are coming back to food, to bread, which is okay. But we need to regulate a little, make sure that the excess. You see, if somebody wastes in the West Coast and in Yemen, or in Africa, they are in famine. It's the audacity of abundance. You cannot by all means, you cannot pretend you don't care. Care for them. It's important. We can eat everything normally. We don't need to have access. We can order. We can prepare. We can make events. The world needs some kind hearts, some kind, warm people to help it. It's enough with those, you know, people that care not about the universe. And I'm telling you, caring is not, it's not act of, you know, saying something. It's act of doing something. And I expect you all, if you're going to prepare your blueprints, there is in the Torah, the mitzvot. The mitzvot are those orders that the one that's supposed to do and some who you can pick to do. And for us, there is a very basic understanding and brief that says, you are here and you can be a part of the givers and helper of the world. And if you want, just for in case, if you want to redeem yourself, help somebody. Because, you know, in our belief, you can win your world in 1 second. So why don't you make your 2018 resolution now and ask to be a better man, a better person, a better country, a better, incredible, better people. And the rules of and regulation are really easy. It's not hard. You have the blueprints of the Torah. You have the mitzvot. It means like be nice. Take care of your mom and dad. You know, respect them because they are your father. They are what God gave you, so you better honor them. Be kind to the people that lost somebody. Be kind to the sick. Be good to the bride and groom because their happiness depend upon you being kind to them that day, important day. People have to understand, when you get married, you need all the support in the world and the blessing and the prayers of mommy and daddy, of course. And more than that, you keep going to pray. You remember who is your creator. Keep yourself humble. So if something bad come, nobody, you know, ridicule you because you were humble all along. Nothing can happen to you because you didn't push your head in front of anybody. You just did your thing. So we have the Megillah of Ramban that says, you know, you just remember what your father and mother taught you. Just remember what your mother taught you. Keep on going because she learned it the hard way, the good way, or she was smart enough not to repeat the mistakes of others. But you go and learn it. And after that, keep in mind that whatever you got, you have to be grateful for. Because if you got it and the other one, you owe it to the world. And then the other one deserves some mercy.
Orly, so, we have a caller. We have Karen from the United States.
Oh, my God. And I'm going to interrupt my thing. And because we have a caller. Yes, Karen from the United States. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, so yes. I was wanting to know about, you know, people are always talking about hoping for the arrival of Mashiach on the scene and that sort of thing. I mean, we're all looking and hoping and waiting, and we all believe that it's coming soon, and I guess maybe that's the question about what different rabbis have been saying as far as the potential for this year for Mashiach to arrive.
We're saying that we can hear the Pame Mashiach, the footstep of the Mashiach. It means that we are in redemption. Redemption means that we are enlightened. We know what's our duty are. We are coming together. We're working hard. And we are doing our chores. Now, we need to build the temple, of course. We need to bring all the Jewish people back to the land of Israel. And we need to get rid of all the enemy of peace. It's something that it's a lot of task for the Mashiach to do, but you know, I guess he will do that. But for us is to be in awareness, to be in contact with our Creator and know that It's whatever the duty is, we are here for the task. We're all together. And I know I have 30 seconds to go. I hope I got your answer in time. And okay. I wish you all the best and great having you on my show. Thank you so much. And God bless you all from Jerusalem with love. Bye-bye. This is Orly Benny Davis checking out. Talk to you next week, Karen. Call me.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.